Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to the program. My guest this morning is John Holt, who is president and CEO of Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union. And we'll be talking a bit about real estate. It is summertime, and we'll be talking about perhaps how real estate does or does not move during that period of time and other issues related to it. John, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And John, first of all, for those who are unfamiliar with Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union, could you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So we are a community credit union headquartered in Rocky Hill. And very similar to a bank, but not a bank. We're a not-for-profit organization that offers banking products and services to the communities in which we serve. And if anyone knows, but when you bank at a credit union, you usually get lower rates on loans, higher rates on deposits, and you pay little to no fees because of the structure of the not-for-profit.
Now, how does a credit union differ from a traditional bank, say, for mortgage loans?
So because of, again, the way we're structured, we offer all types of mortgages, auto loans, any of the loans that you would normally see in a bank. But what's interesting is our fees, perhaps, or our rates on those types of loans are usually lower. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you're shopping for a mortgage, we have usually more programs, more services to go along with the mortgages, and sometimes lower rates.
And what are some of the things that people who are thinking about buying a home, what should they do before they apply for that mortgage?
Well, certainly they need to make sure they know what type of loan they're looking for, a short-term or a long-term loan. Are they going to be moving or staying in the area for a while? They want to make sure before they go and apply for the mortgage, they want to make sure that they check their credit report for accuracy. And of course, anyone can obtain a free credit report once a year by visiting annualcreditreport.com. And if they're seeing anything on that credit report that isn't accurate, they want to make sure that that's cleared up before they actually apply for the home loan.
Yeah, and that does happen from time to time. There'll be something in the credit report that really doesn't belong there, and people should be aware of that. And regardless of the situation, they should be periodically checking their credit reports.
Yeah, because that really a lot of times determines has a lot to do with determining the rate on a loan. Not as much on a mortgage, but certainly a personal loan or an auto loan. So you always want to make sure your credit report is accurate because that is a significant part of the underwriting process and the rate that you normally get on a loan.
Is there a minimum down payment for most home purchases?
So most of the time, banks and credit unions require they finance 80% and require 20% down. Mm-hmm. There's different programs like first-time home buyers where you can put as little as 3% down. And of course, there are options where if you buy what's called private mortgage insurance, and it's often referred to as PMI, you have to pay a little bit of a fee on that that goes on to your payment. But once you build up that equity in your home, you can remove that and then you would have a lower payment. But if you can't put the 20% down, that's usually what a bank or a credit union will have you do.
Now, if you do already have a mortgage, how can you determine if this might be the right time for a refinance?
Well, of course, looking at the rates, and believe it or not, even though rates have gone up, and we've all heard that the Fed has increased rates and, you know, mm-hmm. variable rates on different variable loans have gone up. But the mortgage rates, in particular, the 30-year fixed, is still under 4%.
Wow.
So it's still a pretty good time to refinance. And of course, you want to determine whether you want to refinance if you need extra money, if you're wanting to reduce the term on your loan, or perhaps that you have a higher rate and you're looking just to refinance to a lower rate.
Now, how do you choose which type of home loan might be right for whatever situation you're in?
Well, again, I think sometimes when you're if you know you're going to this home is going to be something that's temporary, you might do a variable rate mortgage. Those are usually 3, 5, and 7 year loans or the terms on those loans. And then you can always go into a fixed rate mortgage, but those are usually a lower rate because they're shorter term. So again, unless you plan to stay in the area or in the home for a very long time, you may decide a variable rate's better for you.
Yeah. And the adjustable rate mortgage, there are good things and bad things about it depending on your situation.
Well, and certainly if you stay in the adjustable rate mortgage and rates start rising after the term is up, you could go to a higher rate. So there's a little bit of exposure and risk there at times. So we often, make sure you plan ahead. And sometimes it's a little hard to budget when you're in those, unless, again, you really know that you're going to be moving or you're going to be switching homes in that period of time.
Yeah, and I remember there was a time when people were taking out loans and they would wind up with this balloon payment, which a lot of people weren't expecting. Is that some things like that still going on?
We don't really see that often. Yeah. I know we don't have anything like that at the credit union, right, per se. We usually go with the conventional type of mortgages, the 30-year. We have the 10, 15, 20, and 30-year, and then the 3, 5, and 7 year adjustables. And of course, we have the jumbo mortgages at 15 and 30 years. And the jumbos are usually considered anything, usually over $417,000, at least for our credit union. So there's a lot of different types of programs out there, but we don't have the one that has the balloon payment.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Because that caught, as I recall, a lot of people by surprise. And it was just an incredibly large payment due all at once. Now, you mentioned the rates right now are still pretty good. Some have come up, but they're still a lot better than they have been in the not all that distant past.
Yeah, they're still under 4%. And those do change daily. Mm-hmm. Typically, they don't move. They don't have significant moves, but those rates do change daily. So it's always good to go online to your local bank or credit union. You can check our rates out at nutmegstatefcu.org. And there's a section there that'll give you the rates. And we update that daily, especially for the mortgages. So you can check out the rates there. But it's still a great time to refinance and buy a home.
Certainly, the summertime, you would think homes would move a little bit more quickly than they would perhaps than some of the times of year when kids are in school or the weather isn't as good as it usually is in the summer.
Yeah, we usually see a pickup usually in the fall or just as before school starts, mm-hmm. and we see stuff happening in the spring. That's usually a good time for moving homes or buying homes. There's a lot of movement in those times, at least in this area.
Now, when you're applying for a mortgage, you hear about points, and people should fully understand what they are and what kind of cost is involved there.
Yeah, the points are usually basically, it's more of like a small down payment, if you will, and it usually lowers the rate when you put more money down. So it's easy to look at a point as like a percent of the loan. That's the easiest way to do it. And that, again, does lower the rate. So if you want a lower rate, you want a lower payment, you can add points to it, and that typically makes the payment lower. And a lot of times people are looking, they look at the rate on mortgages, but they also like to be able to look at, okay, what's my monthly payment going to be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and certainly that's a big part of it. That's actually probably what they should be looking at, is what you're going to be dealing with every month when you're paying. Not only that, but you also have to figure in real estate taxes, property taxes that you're going to pay with
insurance.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of people will kind of put that all into one payment every month. So
exactly,
you know, that makes it a little bit easier to see what you're involved with every month and what you're going to be paying out.
Yeah.
John, we're all out of time. If people would like more information about this, if they're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, where should they go to get in touch with you?
Well, we have 8 locations in and around the area, and we have one that just opened in West Hartford Center, and another one in Orange in the ShopRite, and we have branches in Rocky Hill, Glastonbury, Manchester, New Britain, Hartford, and Cromwell. So 8 locations around the area. They can go online and apply. They can contact us at our contact center. and apply. So a lot of easy, quick ways to apply for a loan. And we promise we make it very easy because we know that this is a process that's usually somewhat stressful for, yes. for people. So we always like to make it easy and as minimal paperwork as we possibly can.
That's always a good thing.
Exactly.
All right, John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is John Holt, President and CEO of Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.